Hi, you're listening to WALH in Wilmington, Ohio. My name's Scott Miller. I'm the pastor at the Wilmington United Methodist Church. You are listening to Music with a Message.
Hallelujah, don't tell it on the mountain. Over the hills and everywhere, don't tell it on the mountain. Jesus Christ is born down a lonely manger. A humble Christ was born, and God sent salvation.
Middle of the Christmas season, we see decorations all around us. We've made it through Thanksgiving. Many of us are struggling through these holidays of our current situation. I just recently had my own scare. You see, I've recently become a grampy. Just like every other grandparent, I will tell you, my granddaughter is the cutest ever. She is the perfect child. She was born a month early in October of this year, just under 5 pounds, and she still looks tiny. We're blessed to live somewhat close to our daughter's house, and my son-in-law's parents live even closer. Though we're three different family bubbles, we do intersect because of our kids and our wonderful granddaughter. Both the Grammy, also known as my wife, and the grandma have been helping out with our new parents. We decided that since our bubbles are intersecting continuously, we would spend Thanksgiving together. We were reasonably cautious for the holiday. It was just our family with the windows open in the house, mask worn, especially around a baby. We were seated at two tables with four people each, well spread apart. A little over a week later, we found out that someone in our intersecting bubble tested positive for COVID-19. My wife and I found out the next day we went to be tested. We went a couple days without knowing if we had COVID or not. We didn't have any symptoms. We didn't have a temperature. And I know that for a fact because I check my temperature every hour. Every time I coughed or had a runny nose, I wondered if that was a symptom. We tested on Saturday, then on Monday morning, and we found out online we were negative. The first time in my life I was proud of failing a test. Even in taking precautions, we are all still vulnerable to the possibility of this virus. I'm not going to give any lecture about what to do and how to handle the holidays. I do want to encourage everyone to continue to take precautions. When we think about the season, we all often think of giving. I hope when you hear someone is in quarantine, waiting on test results, or if someone is COVID positive, that you take the time and find out if they have any needs. It may be dropping off food. It may be picking up something from the store. These are things that you can do at very low risk to yourself. This is a difficult time. We all need to have our life, but be aware of our situations. We also need to think about others. I just want to encourage everyone to stay safe during a season that is the reminder of the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. In Isaiah 52:7, we read, "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say, Zion, your God reigns." Let's not just go out and tell the good news, but live into it as well. If you're looking for a place to be reminded of the reason for the season, I want to invite you to our live online service on Facebook on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Just look up the Wilmington United Methodist Church and you'll find us. You can also scroll through our page and see some of the ministries we're involved in as well as past services. I wish you a wonderful and safe Christmas. Have a great week.
Hallelujah, don't tell it on the mountain. Over the hills and everywhere, don't tell it on the mountain. Jesus Christ is born down a lonely manger. A humble Christ was born, and God God sent salvation.